We'll fill a groundbreaking decision today. Just tell us how big this is for everyone across Merseyside.
I think potentially it's enormously important for the local economy. You know, the deal's going to be worth £1 billion over 30 years. It gives us the ability to make decisions on key kind of key issues for the local area, like jobs, investment, planning, housing, transport, and skills. And I've said all along from day one that you know, decisions made about the city region are much better made by politicians who represent local people than distant mandarins and civil servants in Whitehall. I think from a local point of view, just wearing my Wirral Council hat, there's an important element in the deal about the funding of tunnels. For my local residents, you know, it's a big expense, and we've got a particular freedom in there, flexibility around being able for the first time to bring tunnel tolls down, and I'll certainly be pushing that with my colleagues. So I think in terms of all of the key sort of areas that make this local economy tick, this is a really important day, and I think it's important to stress that obviously each of the six councils have still got to ratify this at their special council meetings on Thursday evening, but I certainly believe it's the best deal we could have got, and I'll certainly be recommending, I know my colleagues will, to their respective council meetings on Thursday night.
For people living, just doing that, going about their everyday life, they'll be asking, how will my life change as a result of this deal?
I think it will change. I mean, I think what they'll see is the people that they that represent them in the city region being able to take decisions that will create more jobs, employment opportunities, will improve the kind of skill levels in the local area, will give them the ability to influence how decisions are made. And, you know, one of the other important areas is re-regulating the buses in the Liverpool City region. You know, the ability of local people, local politicians who represent them, to decide routes and fare levels. You know, that's been something we've been arguing for a long time, and that's a part of this deal as well. So I think on all of those, what I would call kind of bread and butter issues, people will hopefully notice a difference for the better.
Now, because we've got another coming up this month, another review of spending cuts with Chancellor George Osborne. Will this deal be able to offset any of the problems that's going to create?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the debate about local government funding has been well rehearsed. You know, we believe that we should get a fairer crack of the whip. But I think today is about the local economy and how we can build those you know, those jobs and that investment that we desperately need to bring into the local area, and also make sure that it's local politicians who represent the local residents who are taking these decisions, not civil servants and ministers in Whitehall. And I believe that, you know, that set of economic powers is absolutely essential. You know, if this area is going to move forward, we need to make sure that we've got people in jobs and in employment. We need to make sure we've got the levels of skills to enable them to get those job opportunities. So I think all of those issues will help us. The key thing about this deal today was that it is it's part of the comprehensive spending review, and I think it does give us the ability to get a much bigger slice of the cake, and it is a cake which is under pressure. We all know that. If we'd have not taken this opportunity, I don't think we would have got anywhere near as good a deal if we'd have left it till after the comprehensive spending review. So, you know, that we had quite a small window of opportunity to get this deal, and I'm really pleased that we've managed to, you know, to grasp that.